No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 30th day of May, 2023, or as it's known at the Texas Legislature, the day after the day without day. For those of us who aren't Latin scholars, the cry of sine die at the state capitol yesterday signaled the formal end of the 88th session after 5 months of lawmaking. But just before the gavel fell on the House side, Speaker Dade Phelan issued a warning to his fellow lawmakers in the form of these words, quote, "I also expect to have a proclamation from the governor in the next 12 hours, so I would not pack your bags just yet," end quote. Well, it didn't take 12 hours. Before the stroke of midnight yesterday, Governor Greg Abbott did indeed issue that expected proclamation, calling an immediate special session for lawmakers to continue to wrestle with some unfinished items on the governor's emergency agenda. But wait, there's more. The governor said, more special sessions to come to deal with other unfinished matters, and before the gavel fell on the Senate side, the chamber's secretary announced that 7 appointed senators would be back on June 20th to lay the groundwork for the impeachment trial of Attorney General Ken Paxton. More on sine die in the days after in a few minutes, but first, an update on where we stand with some closely watched legislation related to public education, as we're about to hear from reporters across Texas. Houston Public Media's Dominic Anthony Walsh gets us started.
Before the session started, lawmakers released a report on the shortfall in state funding for special education. It's big, almost $2 billion per year. That's largely because Texas funds special ed based on where students are placed. For example, a student integrated into a general environment gets less money than a student in a self-contained classroom, even if they both need more support. As Democratic State Representative Mary Gonzalez of El Paso explains, a group of lawmakers recommended funding based on what services students need, not where they get them.
If we really wanted to measure the true cost and fund the true cost, which is really our goal and our mandate, going to the service intensity model is more accurate to both the cost and recognizing the needs of the student.
Other lawmakers agreed, but during the session, the legislature tried to link private school subsidies, also known as vouchers or education savings accounts, with more money for special ed in public schools. The voucher proposal fell flat in the Texas House and took special ed funding with it. One bill that did pass gives school districts money to purchase instructional materials approved by the state. Texas Public Radio's Camille Phillips has more.
House Bill 1605 has bipartisan support, but teacher groups have reservations. With its passage, school districts will soon receive $40 per student to spend on materials the Texas Education Agency says meet curriculum standards. Bill sponsors and school administrators testifying in favor of the bill say adopting district-wide lesson plans will elevate the quality of instruction and save teachers time. Doug Dawson is in charge of a network of San Antonio ISD schools. He says purchasing instructional materials frees teachers from Googling for lesson plans.
It is shifting from focusing all your time on what you teach to how you teach it. And I think that's really, really important because that allows our great teachers to bring the lessons to life as opposed to focusing on what they're delivering to students every day.
But groups representing teachers say a set curriculum will stifle teachers and hurt students. Tricia Cave is with the Association of Texas Professional Educators.
My best lessons were the lessons that I got to create and think about my kids that are in my room and what they like and what they didn't like and what I knew that they would enjoy.
Cave says teachers want fewer administrative duties, not less time, lesson planning. Up next, the Texas Newsroom's Aurora Berry explains a controversial measure aimed at school libraries.
HB 900, which bans certain books in school libraries, is on the governor's desk. The legislation requires companies that sell books to school libraries to set up a rating system for books based on references to sex. Books containing such references that are part of the school curriculum will still be allowed with parent permission. Books that aren't and are deemed patently offensive will be banned entirely. Organizing director of the Texas Freedom Network, Audrey Perez, says the bill unfairly targets literature highlighting the experiences of LGBTQ people and people of color.
To attack that, to try to take away those stories and that access from students in Texas schools is fundamentally an attack on the freedom of information and on democracy in the state of Texas.
Some book vendors say they feel unprepared to take on the burden and expenses of rating materials. And now, KERA's Bill Zeeble has more on a bill that'll change school safety protocols.
Just days after the first anniversary of the deadly shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, lawmakers passed a bill requiring armed security in every Texas public school. House Bill 3 calls for at least one armed officer on every campus. School trustees can request an exemption to a peace officer based on so-called good cause, but they'd have to offer an alternative, like a school marshal or a trained and armed teacher. The bill also calls for additional mental health training and the development of an alert system for parents or guardians to flag when possible violence occurs on a campus. This was an emergency item for Governor Abbott. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas, along with
Aurora Berry in Austin,
Camille Phillips in San Antonio,
and Dominic Anthony Walsh in Houston.